This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Thousands of people are without power while others are preparing for high waters after Tropical Storm Barry has made its landfall and is headed its way through Louisiana. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, the first hurricane of the 2019 season. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says that the slow-moving storm could continue to dump rain upstream of New Orleans, and residents should be prepared for high waters flowing down the Mississippi.
Nobody should look out their door and say, well, the water isn't rising now, so I think they're overestimating it. This is going to happen not just as rain falls in the immediate vicinity over the next number of hours, but as rain falls north as well, because all of that rain is going to flow south.
Edwards and President Donald Trump have both declared a state of emergency for the state of Louisiana. Authorities say a widespread power shortage in Manhattan has left businesses in the dark, with elevator power early Saturday evening at much of Rockefeller Center and reached the Upper West Side, including many of the city's theaters, Times Square, and Broadway. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority tweeted that there were outages at various underground subway stations. The MTA said it's working with Consolidated Edison to determine the cause. Fire officials have asked people to call emergency lines only in the event of a true emergency. Con Edison said on its website that nearly 44,000 customers were without power. Councilman Corey Johnson, who represents Hell's Kitchen neighborhood on the west side, told CNN that Con Edison's West 49th Street substation experienced what he called a major disturbance. The outage comes on the anniversary of the 1977 New York City blackout. This is VOA News. Authorities in Somalia say the death toll